welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. I am so excited to be here with you today. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who takes time out of their day to listen to the podcast, download, leave a review, share with your friends. I appreciate you all so much for taking time to spend with me and my amazing guests. Thank you. So today we're going to talk about something that I love to talk about, and that's strategy and planning, right? Starting with SEO can feel really challenging sometimes because you're not really like sure where to start, but knowing how to create an SEO plan for your business to actually start moving the needle when it comes to visibility can be a game changer. And if you're a solopreneur or a small business owner with a small team, or maybe just 1 to 2 people, this episode will be especially helpful for you. So I just want to say too, the recent announcements from Meta that you officially have no choice now to pay to play for your organic visibility on IG. I thought this episode was really timely, right? We knew that this was coming. We knew that in order to continue to see any kind of growth on these platforms, that we were going to have to shell out money. And it is what it is. It was a nice free run for a long time, but I'm here to tell you there are other ways to elevate your visibility on the internet that do not have anything to do with Mark Zuckerberg. So let's talk for just a minute why you need an SEO plan in the first place, right? It sounds boring as fuck, but it's not going to take a ton of time, right? It's not going to be a time suck. And whether you think it's boring or not, well, I can't help you with that, but it is going to be something that's actually going to help drive more traffic. And if anything, if you're like, Nina, I didn't see a flipping single ounce of traffic growth implementing this, which, hey, that might happen, but you will walk away having a clear, better understanding of your business as it's seen and perceived by Google, et cetera. That is guaranteed. You will understand your metrics better. You will have a better understanding of where your traffic is coming from. And you will certainly have a better understanding of your goals and objectives when it comes to SEO and digital marketing. So having a plan is obviously really useful, but you're so much more likely to stick with SEO if you have it mapped out ahead of time, right? It's like meal planning or, you know, putting your workout clothes, laying them out the night before. Like having a plan helps so much. And you don't have to have every single piece of your SEO plan mapped out all at once, right? But a nice basic framework, monthly to-dos will take you a long way. Okay, so let's dive in. Step one. This is probably the same step one for any kind of marketing initiative anywhere, but define your goals. Really sit back and think about, what am I trying to accomplish with starting out with SEO? Everybody wants more eyeballs to their websites, right? Everybody wants more traffic. But really sit back and ask yourself, why? Are you trying to sell a physical product, a digital product? Are you trying to get more leads for your coaching business? Are you looking just to educate people? Do you have an affiliate marketing program that you want to get up and running? Really ask yourself why. And I'm going to say this one thing. It's not really related to SEO, but I talk about it a lot. When you define that goal, that ultimate objective, be it selling something physical or digital or getting more leads, make sure your website is set up to do that. We can drive traffic to your website all day long with a strategic SEO plan or paid ads, but if your website is not set up to convert those users into customers or leads or keep them on your site, reading your content, binging it, it doesn't matter how good the traffic is that you're driving, right? If your website sucks and it's not primed to give users the best experience possible, none of what we're talking about today is irrelevant. So I really should say, like, step one before step one is take a really good look at your website If it's been professionally designed by a good designer, then you probably are already ready to go. If you're on a platform like Shopify, you're probably golden. But really take a moment and maybe ask friends, you know, ask people. You can't, you know, pay money to hire, you know, do market research. Ask people, be like, hey, can you just kind of spend some time on my site? What's tripping you up? What doesn't make sense? And really ask yourself objectively, is my site ready to do what I want it to do? AKA, is it ready to do and accomplish the goals that I defined in this first step of my SEO plan? So obviously you need to know your goals so you can map specific action steps and strategy against them, right? Okay, so step two, get nice and comfy, like real comfy, like under the covers, like Dutch oven, comfy with your numbers and analytics. What is the current state of your website traffic? You should know this anyway. Even if you're like, bitch, I don't do any SEO, you should still know your website analytics, your KPIs, those key performance indicators, what they're doing, right? Where your traffic's coming from, who's spending the most time on your website, where your email signups are coming from. So many analytics sites I look at, nobody's tracking where in the fuck all these emails are coming from. I have 7,000 people on my email list. Okay, where are they coming from? If you don't know that, how can you do more of the thing that's working, right? You can't because you don't flip and know. So make sure that you have your Google Analytics set up. Word to the wise, you probably heard this, but in July, Google is sunsetting Universal Analytics in favor of G4 Analytics. It's a sad, sad thing, but if you haven't already set up your G4 account, Google's basically going to make you do it next month in March. So set it up, start to get familiar with it, get comfortable with the new interface because it's different and it's tracking things differently, right? It used to be session-based tracking in Universal Analytics and now it's event-based. We're not going to get into that today because my head will explode. But make sure that that's set up so you have some historical data to reference when Universal Analytics stops tracking in July of this year, 2023. So, other thing, Google Search Console. I say this on a lot of episodes. It's free. It's easy to set up. It's only going to give you insight on your organic traffic, but it's also going to give you some insight on broken links and your core web vitals and things like that. And it's really, really powerful. The most powerful thing about it, if you've never looked at your data before, don't go into Google Search Console and look at all the bar graphs and all of that. Just look at the queries tab. What keywords is your site ranking for already? AKA, how is Google seeing my site? Where is it mapping content to? That would be a really good jumping off point. So look at your organic traffic for each month and over the past 90 days. If this time period covers a holiday, because we're kind of right at that point where you might be including some Q4 numbers, adjust as needed so your metrics aren't skewed. Get a basic understanding. What's happening with your traffic? Is it growing? Is it declining? Is it staying stagnant? This is really important to understand. Which keywords are your top traffic drivers, right? Google Search Console is going to be able to give you that information. So that's step two, right? Okay, we've defined our goals. We're getting comfy, comfy, comfy with our numbers. Step three, take a look at your competitors. Let's peek and see what kind of content they're creating. Do they have a blog? Do they have a YouTube channel? Are they super active on TikTok, which isn't part of this plan, but good to know, right? What kind of keywords are they using? You can right-click. This is an expert tip hack right here. You can right-click on a web page and view source code, and then you can do Control F and look for title, T-I-T-L-E. And if they're doing any kind of SEO, it will probably be in the title tag. So you can start to get an idea of what kind of keywords they might be targeting. But if it's just like blanketed, you know, don't pay any attention, you kind of need to know if it's being optimized or not. But take a look at what your competitors are doing on a very general level and poke around, like type your core offerings into Google. See what kind of content pops up. See which websites are popping up and get really familiar with. This is the kind of content Google thinks these types of searches should be mapped to. So is it long form content? Is it audio? Is it YouTube, etc.? Step number four, do your keyword research, right? You've defined your goals. You know that you want to, let's say, drive more traffic to your website to get more leads for your coaching business. Great. You've got a really good idea of what your website traffic currently is at because you've gotten really comfy and cozy with your numbers. And you took a look at the competitive set and some of the different topics that you're interested in potentially creating content around. And you have a good idea that your target audience is really into longer form educational content and how-to guides, things like that. Great. Okay. Now you need to do some keyword research on what topics should you actually write about. And let's say that you're a coach who helps female entrepreneurs with productivity and time blocking, right? And your whole goal, remember, is to get more leads for your coaching business. And one of the ways that you want to do that is to drive traffic to this really awesome blog post that you have about time blocking, and you have an amazing freebie that you're going to drop right into the middle of that amazing blog post and at the end that they can download to get on your email list because they're so enamored by that long form content that you created. They're like, yes, 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 this is exactly what I'm interested about. But you need to know what keywords, right, your target audience is actually looking for related to that time blocking topic. So this is where spending some time, does not need to be a ton of time, put a timer on for half an hour if that's your jam, and get an idea. If the idea of keyword research is really overwhelming for you, I have a really great post on my Instagram account about how to find blog topics for free using People Also Ask in Google. You type in the topic, you scroll down to People Also Ask, you open it up, you open up the results, and more topics pop up, and then you open up that result, and more topics pop up. That will give you a really good idea of the kind of questions that people are asking around that topic, and you never have to do any actual keyword research. If you are brand new, baby SEO, then this is a really good place to start. Okay? So you've done your keyword research. Step five is kind of like a mini step five because all of this is a lot so far, right? Step five is decide what you want to rank for. Then step six, okay, is audit your existing content. Do you already have content that's ranking for same or similar terms that you identified in your keyword research? If so, start there first. You don't even need to recreate anything new, right? Or create anything new, rather. Start with what you already have first every single time, right? It has history. It's been around. Google already knows it exists, most likely. Start there first. Step seven is then start creating new content, okay? After you've already audited your own content, to see if you're already ranking for or could adapt and edit an existing piece of content to meet the new keyword that you identified, etc. Only after that do you start creating new content, right? And then a bonus step is on a monthly basis, reviewing your metrics, checking for technical, like 404 errors, things like that, that might be holding back your visibility, and deciding what you're going to create content for the following month. Or if you're a planner, you can map out a whole quarter at a time, right? So that's kind of like a bonus, is reviewing those monthly metrics, checking for technical errors, and getting an idea on what's coming down the pipeline in terms of content, right? This will help you start getting into a groove. And if you're like listening to this and you're like, Nina, this is great, but this sounds overwhelming, I created a download for you that outlines all of this with some really helpful resources to help you get started. So you can start taking some of these, even if it's just step one or two, right? Maybe you just take step one or two. You're like, these are my goals, and I'm going to start getting real comfy and cozy, like peppermint tea, glass of wine cozy with my metrics. You start there. And then once you get comfortable with that, you add on an additional step, right? As long as you're moving toward that goal, it doesn't matter how much you're doing all at once. You are making progress, incremental changes to moving that visibility needle. So in the show notes, you will find a link to a download. It's going to cover everything that we talked about here, like I said, with some amazing resources. That covers everything for today. Our sort of intro into creating an SEO plan for your business if you're a solopreneur. I hope that you found this episode helpful. If you loved it, I would love to hear from you. Find me on Instagram or drop me a DM. I would love it if you left a review. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.